We have to interrupt that bit of music because we're going straight over now to Balmain Allotments and Amanda. We're going straight over to Amanda now on the allotments.
Hi Noel, I'm down at the Dublin City Council Balmain Allotments official opening and I'm joined by Councillor Brian McDill. Brian, how are you?
I'm good. It's great to be here today. Deputising for the Lord Mayor and opening these allotments. As you can see from the crowd here today, it's a really special day for Balmain and for the area. I'm delighted to be here.
And despite the weather, it's been coming down quite heavy all morning, but people have really come out in force.
They sure have. Look, water is good for something. The rain is good for something. And you can see that the flowers are growing already and the different vegetables. It's great.
And people are actually away working in their allotments at the moment. There's 112 allotments here and one community garden. This is the way communities seem to be going at the moment, don't they, Brian?
Sure, look, this is an important part of building a sustainable community. It's not just about your traffic and the infrastructure and housing. It's about how the outdoor space that people have. Balmain, Clongriffin, the North Fringe is a great place to live. I'm delighted that I'm a local councillor. I'm delighted to be here today. As you can see, people are still working their plots all around us, and it's great to be here. It really is. Great atmosphere.
And it's great to see the idea of permaculture and community gardens coming to Dublin to a more urban community farming kind of feel.
Absolutely. As I said, this came about through a local area plan drawn up by council officials and local public representatives. And part of it was an important brief for that local area plan was to have outdoor living, to have it something like an allotments and community garden. And as you can see behind us here, I know people can't see you on the radio, but there's a community garden here that local people are taking ownership over, and they're going to be planting whatever they like to do in it. So we're not being prescriptive on what they do, but it's great that the community are coming together. And you know, as I already said, you can see the kids are here, the local schools are here, and local people are here working hard.
Yeah, there really is a very large community feel down here. Would you encourage other communities to try to do the same thing, or how would they get in touch with the Dublin City Council to try and encourage more of this to go on around Dublin?
Look, as I said, I think this is an important part of building sustainable communities across Dublin. I think every local area plan that's drawn up by city councils should have something like this as part of it. It should be certainly, you know, this is an important development for Dublin. There's 112 allotments, as you say. There's a community garden, and you can see it fosters a great community spirit, and it should certainly be copied throughout Dublin City.
That's super. Thanks so much, Brian. I can see you're in popular demand here, so I'm going to let you run away. Noel, I think we'll be back to you again throughout the show, coming from with other people, maybe people who own some of the allotments down here. Thanks, Mel.
Okay, thanks a lot, Amanda.